and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. The guys have many friends of the show. Here's some of the best bits of when they dropped in for a chat.
You'll know her from all these hits. Amy Shark is back, guys. Can you not sing her songs in front of her?
Can't help it.
Came in so hard on the high there.
Yeah, I know. Hey. Yeah. Amy, it's been so long.
I know.
Again, you just keep dominating, world domination, huge superstar. We're
thanks,
so proud
Viv.
Of you.
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely smashing it.
I'll be honest, when they said I was coming to see you guys, I'm like, Fifth can't still be there though. Yeah. Like, you're like, you're gone.
I'm ready to burst.
You are. Well done though. Like, I'm so proud of you.
I'm surprised the baby hasn't come out kicking because Cocoa Pops and Coke every morning.
Really? Is that the craving?
Sugar.
How bad? It was a terrible diet.
I did see them on your desk. As I walked in, I was like, hectic.
Now, quickly, guys, obviously there's become a bit of a tradition with Amy Shark and this show. It's almost become like a gift-giving exchange.
Yeah.
We've got a history, don't we, guys, of giving gifts, of receiving gifts.
Yeah, but, guys, this is actually particularly awkward because happy birthday,
Amy! Happy birthday to you.
It's totally fine.
But can we just tell you, because we realised that, we thought, oh gosh, we've got to do something quickly. So overnight... We were scrolling all through your life, and then we found an Instagram post where you talked last year about being a huge X-Files fan.
Yeah.
And then we went, we've actually hit up David Duchovny this morning to record a message for you.
No.
Yeah. We were going next level. We just haven't heard back from
you. Oh, my God. You don't even understand how excited you got me then. I'm leaving. My heart was in my throat.
He may still come through if we get that message.
We haven't heard from him yet.
We'll shoot it through to you. We'll DM you with that one.
We think you might be asleep, but that's okay.
That's fine. Look, the thought was there, and that's all that matters.
No, but in the past, we've had Carlton jerseys. What'd you do?
Number 25. Amy got me some merch with Amy Shark on it that I wear when I'm really cold, and I bob out the back just for a little chat.
That's beautiful. A hot jacket.
Good jacket.
It's a good bomber. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when
great
I got
jacket.
My puppy last year, well before I was pregnant, you brought me in a beautiful little shark costume for Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box.
That was a cute touch.
She loved it.
You brought another present, so obviously it's for Byron.
Well, that's what's really bad is, like, I know you've got a little baby as well, but this is a Fifi Amy sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Mine must be next show. It's the next show. Sorry, Byron. All right.
There she goes. She's getting up to present this.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's a little bag.
So, okay.
Get her on her microphone.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, that is so cute.
Aww.
Look, it's a little shark outfit for the baby. Wow. Oh, that is a ridiculous. And it's got little flipper feet. Oh, Amy, thank you.
There we go.
Oh,
it's a beautiful moment.
That is so cute.
We'll just wait for you to get back on mic.
When just
a little heads up. I've got a baby that could probably fit into that.
Yeah, I know.
So as I was like on the way here, I'm like, I watch you and your bubs all the time. And I'm like, I didn't bring you anything.
Yeah, cool.
That's so awkward. Are there even two of them? That's even more awkward.
No, just one.
Just the one. Okay.
That is the cutest baby shark outfit.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to tell Toes when I get home that Amy Shark doesn't
please
really
don't. I'm coming back with another one, babe.
But make sure you go. Look, the first arena, to play an arena in Melbourne as an Australian artist, a phenomenal achievement. And there's another one coming. So this is fantastic. Ticketek.com.au, the 31st of May at Margaret Court Arena. The first concert obviously sold out.
I had proper FOMO when I woke up on Sunday morning, Ames, because I'm not going out, if you've noticed. I can't do much.
Fine.
And my socials,
you could take Coco Pops into the arena anyway, I don't think. I don't know if they allow that.
But my socials were smashed by people at your concert just loving it, and it was amazing. So I feel like I was there because whether they're allowed to or not, they're all filming you.
Honestly, it felt so electric in there, and Melbourne has just taken my music and run since the second I released it. So I really had – I think I had one of the best shows of my life at my record. It was amazing. Stuff.
We'll claim her too.
We will. I know you're from the Gold Coast, so no one else will hear this. Melbourne, the greatest city in Australia?
Oh, well, I think it's got to be.
Yay! Wow, there we go. Thanks for bringing the gift for Fifi.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks
appreciate it.
Non-gift.
I'll bring more next time.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. And I tell you what, he's our overachieving mate, isn't he, this bloke?
He is.
But you look at his record on the charts and you go, well, that's enviable. You know he's got this tour coming up, which will be massive. And if that's not enough, Order of Australia medal.
Yes, mate. What a beautiful thing.
You
and Jules set up the Sebastian Foundation in 2013.
We did, yeah.
To promote and assist the positive impact a strong family unit can have.
Yeah, look, it's been unreal. It's been so good with the foundation. It's we've gone into 7 shelters now. And, it was quite broad at the start. It was families in need. So we were helping, you know, we put hospital beds in for you know, parents to sleep in and stuff. And then we put, we've done, like, music therapy. And then now we've sort of honed in on that domestic violence space. So, we've been into about 7 shelters and made them, you know, sort of beautiful and renovated them and stuff like that to, you know, sort of make, you know, largely women who are going there to feel safe. And valued and all that sort of stuff. So it's been good.
Well
big
deserved.
Medal I haven't seen the medal yet.
Do you actually get an actual medal?
I hope so. Because I'll be wearing it.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll be wearing it.
Because you get the non-stop. Letters, like that OAM now, you get to pop after your name. Will you do that?
I think I'm AM. There's all these different
there's different ones.
We're on the AM too.
That's, yeah.
We're on the FM.
You guys,
I often carry my Colemans in my back pocket. It's the only medal I'll ever win.
No, I'm pretty stoked. I mean, music-wise, I've been sort of doing it publicly for 16 years now, but it's just nice to sort of, have that sort
recognition.
Of recognition. Yeah, but and my dad, my mum and dad got real emotional because my dad texted me and he said, you know, you're named after my dad. And so my grandfather was Guy Theodore Sebastian as well, and he was a Japanese prisoner of war, and he learnt their language, became a translator. They let him go, and he's just got this incredible history and he served his community and he ended up being a dentist and this kind of like community figure. And they awarded him with the equivalent in Malaysia. So gave him.
There you go.
So my dad got really emotional that I was carrying the day.
Did you say, Dad, you didn't get anything? Or?
Yeah, I was like, you know, honours skip a generation.
Ouch!
Whatever. I've told kids that as well.
The voice is humming. Your team's coming together.
Yeah.
Last night, you got one. What are you? I think it was Jessie didn't get picked. She had an amazing voice. How did no one save her? She was amazing.
Look,
her mum had passed away, and she sung the live.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
I think she's super young too.
She's 15.
You know, she's really young, and people see, I guess, a little snippet on TV of a performance, but there's a lot that goes into it because we're mentoring them. We can see, we can kind of gauge what their capacity is and gauge what their ability is, and I think when you're 15 and you've got so much to learn, and there's, you know, I guess with Jessie, people are attached also to her audition where. She's been through a lot, and then she sung, you know, spend all your time waiting. That'll hook
beautiful.
Anyone in, and so I don't know. You've got to make a call as a coach, and sort of put forward people that you think will have, you know, what it takes at that time.
It's amazing though, because you've got to the whole nature of the competition is to whittle it down. But every time you let someone go, outrage on social media.
Oh, people are filthy.
I was filthy last night.
I'm
like, someone, Alex and I were like, save her,
Yeah, I know. And
it's
she's
the game.
So, and 12 down to 6.
I know.
It's like it's pretty brutal.
Bang. Someone's got to go.
Exactly.
Feb's ready to pot you since about 6 a.m. He's been
like,
looking forward to coming in.
One of yours got saved. What's her name? She with her husband. They're
Luke
gonna join,
and Tanner.
Yeah, they're going to join up, which is amazing. That was awkward. Imagine if you had to come on and said, nah, I'm going solo, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, Kelly's sort of making up some rules as she goes.
Made, you can't do that.
Yes.
It's annoying. I mean, you think you're in Destiny's Child, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Where's Beyonce? Ooh. Where's Beyonce when you need it? But anyway, you know what I find awkward about the show is when you're standing there and you're allocating all the songs. So you've got, just say it's Jessie. Jessie's sitting there. Yeah. You're standing by the piano, and you give her a great song, and the other two are standing there.
They're just
going, "Oh, why can't I get that bloody song?"
I thought
really
Kelly
awkward.
Did that to her team because she gave Henry Olongo, ex cricketer, like the Lion King, beautiful African song that suited him so well. And then these other two people had to sing. Like she had this like Elvis rocker, and then this Joey from Young Talent back in the day,
yes.
and Yeah, like they had to just like it's muffle so their way awkward. Through like a Kuna Matata or something.
They sit there and their faces are like, oh God, why would you give her the best song?
Seriously, not great.
Well, we're stoked for you, Guy. Obviously, Riding With You is the tour, heading to the Arts Centre Melbourne, Saturday the 14th of September. Those tickets are on sale this Friday, and you go to guysebastian.com to see this bloke live. It's always a brilliant show.
There's a pre-sale today for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, look out. Where do you go online to get those tickets?
You know, those places where you buy tickets.
GuySebastian.com.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll all be there. And of course, the new.
We're going to play golf with Savo, I reckon.
Oh, are you?
At a secret location.
Oh, possibly. I'm trying to get on.
You busy?
Special. No, I finish at 1:30.
Beautiful.
Let's have a hit. Fifi, Feb and Byron. The
Good Bits. The Fox. Eric Banner, our special guest. The new series dropping on Netflix tomorrow. How romantic it is as well. Dirty John.
Perfect
everyone.
Yeah, perfect time. You can do an 8-hour lock-in. No need to leave the house.
Now, you were just saying something interesting in the break there, Boxy.
Well, it was something I wasn't going to share on air, but I will now.
No, because Eric said,
any,
do it.
No, because if any of my ex-boyfriends are listening, it's not about you, but it is. So most of my ex-boyfriends, my family, but one of them in particular, my family were just, he's wrong for you. I was having massive fallout with my mum and some other members of my family because they just thought he was wrong. But I was so infatuated, I couldn't see it. Now that we've broken up, I'm like, what was I doing? Mm. Like, it's like you're blinded.
Well, and I think that's why one of the reasons that this was based originally on a podcast, and the podcast was huge, and the show, which is already aired in America, was massive. And one of the reasons is that a lot of people watch this thinking that this could never happen to them. And a lot of them sit in judgment of Deborah, the central character. And it's a mistake, and it's a danger because usually the target by these con men are really intelligent women. And it's just a proof that these master manipulators, they can...
Thank you.
Can happen. Say she'll be right then.
And here's the other thing you have to remember. It's a complete mismatch, right?
Yeah.
If someone is like a John Meehan, they're really good at what they do. They're really practiced. They're highly manipulative. And they're usually coming up against someone who is only trying to look for the positives in someone.
Yeah.
So it's a complete mismatch. It's not a fair fight. Mm.
But it does have, you're right, because I think people go, what an idiot, a woman who falls for a con man. But no, when you're being conned, and I have been, I'd like to think I'm relatively intelligent. Yeah. Fair. I mean, how did I fall for these guys?
When Eric said we're a very intelligent woman, I'm like, I'm not quite sure where this fits.
Now, but, speaking of intelligent men.
Oh, God. Yes, me.
Eric, to ask you something.
Yes, so, mate, I love your work.
This will be awkward.
This is not going to be awkward.
I've
lived a great life. And I just want you to play me in my new movie coming up.
Oh,
I reckon you nail it.
What's you got a title? Is it just Fev or is there a poster?
I've got an autobiography. You probably should read it. It's Fev in my own words that I never wrote.
Have you actually been approached by a screenwriter?
Oh, I think our whole life would be amazing. Mm. Myself and Schnooksy be played by someone like, who's really hot in Hollywood?
Charlize Theron.
So Eric could play you.
I'll look into it. No, I haven't. I love Charlize.
Well, there
she's one
you
of my favourites.
You can have an on-air thing. It'd be just a great.
There is actually a similarity. Like, I can see that it could possibly work.
I know what the
early
movie.
Early days at Narre Warren.
All of that could
jungle.
Be covered. I know what the
sounds
movie
amazing.
Could
the
be
Brownlow.
Called.
You can get a Brownlow.
Here's a great name for the film, and I'll play some supportive audio for you, Eric. The film, it would be Eric Banner plays Fev in the new movie Pressure Point.
Pressure point!
Now, that'd be a challenging scene at the Brownlow.
I need to read a draft before I
I need to. You get to go to the jungle in South Africa.
You need to work on your pitch. Don't worry, just
go to YouTube. Fifi, Bev and Byron. The Good Bits. The Good Bits.
101.9 The Fox. Lego Masters finale is tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 9. It's been a smash hit, this show. Hamish Blake is hosting the show. It's back for another season.
Yeah, a young up-and-comer has just cut through, mate, haven't you, Hamish?
Even Byron saying finale. I mean, watch tonight.
It's nice to have a finale, isn't it?
Well, there's always a... Even a second season. I was going to say a drinking game. No, it's a very family show, but there's definitely a game of bingo you can play tonight. Because I was never really confident saying, I could say finale, but then when you add grand to the front of it, it's like going, well, grand final, and then other people on the show are calling it the grand finale.
Yeah.
We're all over the place tonight. I've seen even in the promos, I've seen different pronunciations from like four different people. So, but it's the grand final slash finale, okay. However you want to call it.
Grand final, finale.
The great thing about Lego, we've said this often, but it has really brought families together because it's all demographics, parents, kids, and I'm guessing kids.
Kids, how's this? Last night, take Sonny to the park to play a bit of footy, just a local footy oval.
Super dad.
Doing a bit of kick to, well, I'm doing a bit of just kick and encourage. You nearly got it, mate. Doing a bit of kick and encourage.
He's going your foot.
He's kicking it back. First goal from the top of the goal square, though, so huge moment for a five-year-old. That's a big distance. That's the 50-meter arc when you five.
I was doing that when I was six.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. He's got hope. And there's this kid there, like, it turns out to be 8 years old. So he comes like, okay, mate, you know, he's like practicing footy, snapping it from the boundary and stuff. And it's like, what's your name? Like, let's just say his name's like James. He goes, oh, James. And then he looks at me and goes, hey, I've been watching Lego Masters. And I go, oh, just in my head going, okay, well, here we go. This is nice getting out there. Traction. You know, Shorten and ScoMo are on the trail. I'm out here. Shaking hands, shoring up support for the final. Yeah, the grand finale's going tomorrow, mate. So I'm like, oh, that's great, mate. You know, what do you love it? Who are your favourite teams? And he's like, oh, I really like, you know, Jordan Miller. It's great. You're like, oh, so sad to see Lynn and Mac. Oh, great. You know, what have been your favourite builds? He's talking about.
And he's eight.
He's eight, yeah. Like fully into great it. And I was like, well, that's great. You're into it. He goes, mate, heaps of people are into it, like at school and stuff. I was like, oh, awesome. And then some other kid comes over and they're chatting and he's like, are you guys talking about Lego Masters? So I'm like, oh, terrific. We probably talked for about 20 minutes about the ins and outs. Like, you know, they had a few format points, like get rid of eliminations because
more Lego.
He had more Lego to look at. So I was like, cool. Then one
thanks
of the kids,
for the feedback.
Then this kid James stops and he goes, not his real name, but James. And he goes, hey, you know the guy on the show Brickman? And I go, yeah. He goes, the other guy. And I go, yeah. He goes, you look a bit like the other guy. And I went, what do you think about the other guy? And he goes, yeah, he's all right. And I went, I said, that's actually me. That's what I do. That's like what I do for a job. And he goes, it's not you. He said, no, I've got a beard now and I don't have a beard on the show. But because I've got a beard at the moment, I thought I was putting some FaceTime with the fans. We're all fans. We were just chatting about the show.
Well, it must have felt a bit different being the one that's not recognised, because with Hamish and Andy, it was always Hamish. No one recognised Andy.
You're the other guy except for Brickman. you're man.
Watch it tonight, 7:30 PM on Nine, Hamish and Lego Masters. And of course it is back for
you. Don't have to say Hamish and Lego Masters. I mean, just to make me feel better, the kids aren't recognising me. It's just Lego Masters.
Just Lego Masters.
With Brickman.
And stop making birthday cakes on your Instagram. It's bad for other
dads. I will. I only do it once a year.
Yeah, mate.
It's my favourite Insta story.
Mate, I need look how sweet this is.
364 days to recover.
Yeah, from a Mountain Scotch you drank.
Fifi, Bevan, Byron.
The good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
Excuse me, do you mind if just for anyone who isn't aware of what happened yesterday, maybe it was under a rock. Can we just relive the moment, the press conference that Carlton held? I haven't heard it yet. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Here we go.
We are here today to confirm we are parting ways with senior coach Brendan Bolton. Some poor on-field performances and results over a sustained period of time have reached the point where the club was left with no choice but to make the difficult decision today.
Hughesy.
Wasn't that hard.
Brendan, devoted Carlton supporters. Well. Discuss, please.
Well, I mean, the fact that Brendan, poor old Bolts, was sitting next to the president when he was saying all that
stuff.
That's
tough, isn't it?
That's just weird, like, you know, just describing how bad it's gone and this is the guy we're blaming for it. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's really tough. I mean, it's been a shocking couple of years, hasn't it, Fev?
It has. It all stemmed from about 2010. They're sort of gone.
Well, here we go.
Is that when you left?
Yeah, that's when I left. No, but it is. You know, we've had all these draft picks, and I know we don't normally talk footy, but we've had the pick of the bunch in Australia for the last sort of 8 years, where we've had number one, first round draft picks, number one. Mm. And they haven't been good.
So why though?
But have we destroyed them? That's the question.
Have we taken another question.
We taken young man's hopes and dreams and just put them in a, you know, in a meat grinder and just made them. I don't know what goes on there.
Yeah, well, even with we had a number one pick last year, Boxy, and we picked young Welsh. That's just a safe pick.
Yeah.
I didn't think that he should have been pick number one. I spoke about it on a WhatsApp, didn't I, Yuzi? I don't think he was the best player in the comp, but they just knew what they were going to get. It's just an easy pick. Silly. They've given away their number one draft pick for next year because they thought they were going to go up the ladder.
Is it too? They're picking too many ruckmen, not enough full forwards.
No, there's not enough forwards. Listen, this, do you know what they did last year at the draft? And Hughesy will agree with this. We gave away our first round pick for next year. Yeah, so that's to Adelaide.
Why would you give it away?
Because they're frigging stupid.
We were going to jump up the ladder this year.
No, and what did I say to you? We're going to finish last. I said that.
Yeah, look, it looks like that's what's worked out. And look, what annoyed me, I'm going to say at the press conferences where they go, we're going to expect success straight away from this next coach. Because the club is in the great position. We're not in a great position. We're last on the ladder.
Yeah, we've been there for four years.
You know what, Fev? It's like expecting success from the next host of the footy show. Do you know what I mean? Just,
well, they did, and we got the arse.
Yeah, well, you're put in a very difficult position. It's like we've got to expect that. Don't expect success straight away from this next coach.
No, and David Teague's taking over, who was one of my old teammates. He's got a beautiful partner, Hannah, got a great family man. He's got a bit of a hard edge. He used to play at North Melbourne, best and fairest winner at the Blues. But he's in a tough spot. These blokes never get the job. They're just in there to, you know, they're renting for the owner to come in.
On the subject of David Teague, my wife reminded me last night that he once asked for the phone number of my sister-in-law.
Happily married.
It was 2002, mate. Yeah. If I wouldn't say that, if it was last week, I wouldn't say that.
Now, my question
is... he's doing it tough enough, is he? If you could not air his dirty laundry.
2002.
Now, Hughesy, my question to you is, what are your thoughts on our board?
Mate, I look, it's not going well, is what I'll say. It's just not going well.
Why don't you run a ticket to oust them? I'll join it. No, see, I'm being serious.
I know you are. I know, but Fev, well, why don't you be president? We've asked this before.
I can't be president because I'm not smart enough. Huh?
Who is
Mark Lejudice. He's a nice guy, really good fellow, businessman. I'm not a businessman, but I'm happy to be on the board. I'll be the people's vote.
Yeah, but another person on the board, guys, is Chris Judd, who is in our WhatsApp group. So it's really awkward.
It is awkward, isn't it?
What are you guys
because you post something, and you know when you're on a WhatsApp and you can see, because he doesn't post anything, but you can see they've read it, and he's read it, and I'm like, it's awkward.
I went really hard the other day, and then I saw that he'd read what I'd said, and I texted him saying, mate, sorry about that.
Go on, Hughesy. Yeah.
He said that we need somewhere to vent, so he was
okay
with it.
Yeah, you do need somewhere to vent, and I'm happy. Okay, I'm happy to go down. And I know people won't, but I want to go down and help. I want to help the forwards.
Okay,
I'm
you
happy
do.
To put my hand up to do that.
You're serious though.
You guys need another WhatsApp group away from your actual Carlton team.
No, because our forward line's not functional. Oh, we can't kick goals.
You've absolutely got to.
Mate, I'm happy to go down there and help.
You need to get back on the field.
No,
yeah,
mate.
I think he does.
No, I'm happy to help, coach. I'll give you a tip.
And if Fev means that, I know.
Mate, Kerno, Harry McKay, they need to learn their craft.
Get down there today, mate. You were the best. Get down there today. Seriously.
Oh, you get a ticket. We'll get the board.
We'll sort it out.
No, seriously. Imagine if we make Carlton great again. It'll be huge.
Thank you, Hughesy. Of course, we will hear from Hughesy on the drive home this afternoon from 4:30. Hughesy and Kate. Do you support everything we've just said, Hughesy? I mean, are you up for any of this?
Look, I normally keep this private in the WhatsApp group, but Fev has brought it out to the public, so we're just going to go with it. We're live on air, aren't we? Yep. No, it's happening.
Let's do it. Thanks to Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken. 101.9